Advice number one. Being laughed at is no fun, but there are always ways to deal with it. First of all, don't react. Bullies want to get a reaction out of you. Try to stay calm and walk away. You must tell someone you trust. Talk to a teacher, parent, or other trusted adult. They can help you come up with a plan to stop the bullying. And stand tall. Bullies often pick on those who seem afraid. Stand up straight, make eye contact, and be confident, even if you don't feel it. Remember, you're not alone. There are people who care about you and want to help. Advice number two. Friendships can be tough sometimes, especially when there's a fight. But you can try to talk it out. Sometimes the best way to fix it is communication. Find a quiet place where you can chat without interruptions. Calmly, ask Sarah if you can discuss what happened. Even if you don't think you did anything wrong, you can still apologize. Say something like, "Hey Sarah, I'm really sorry we're not talking. I miss you and our friendship is important to me." When Sarah does talk, listen carefully and try to see things from her perspective. Remember, a true friend will forgive you and work things out. If Sarah isn't open to talking, give her some space, but don't give up. Advice number three. Acne can be super annoying, but don't worry, it happens to most teens. Here are a few tips though, which I hope will help you soon. Wash your face twice a day with gentle cleanser and use a special beauty product for teenagers regularly. Touching your face can spread oil and bacteria, so try to keep your hands away. And you must see a dermatologist. If over-the-counter products aren't working, a dermatologist can recommend stronger solutions. Please remember that acne takes time to clear up. Be patient with your skin and don't let it get you down. Advice number four. Feeling left out is no fun, but trust me, there are lots of other teens who feel the same way sometimes. Here are a few tips. Join a club or try a new activity. This is a great way to meet people with similar interests. Be friendly and approachable. Smile, make eye contact, and start conversations with people in your classes. You never know, you might have things in common. And think about the people you already like and who are kind to you. Maybe you can build stronger friendships with them.